Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Monday afternoon with very, very warm conditions throughout the region. The good news, that's not going to last very long, but the bad news is...
it's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
I mentioned I watched the... it's called The Hawk. Hawk, the... what is it called? I don't know. The Will Ferrell... Netflix golf show.
How was that? Oh,
yeah. I thought it was very average.
Yeah.
I liked Stick better. Stick was the one that was with, not Owen Wilson. Yeah, Owen Wilson.
It's not getting well reviewed.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm like, but so then I watched that other show that Paul Hall was talking about on Friday, Lucky, which is on Apple TV Plus, and they've only released two episodes of that. And I wasn't that impressed with that. It was just like a big chase scene in the first two episodes. So I have a disconnect.
When do you do your most watching?
Early evenings. Like if Becky and I are watching something together, then that's when we'll do it. We're kind of wrapping this, I think it was HBO Max show with Jennifer Garner. I keep saying Jennifer Aniston, but it's Jennifer Garner. The Last Thing He Told Me. It's not that great, but we're kind of into it, and we're almost wrapping that up.
I read that book.
Yeah,
that was
a book.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about, I think, the first season, and I thought the first season was okay. It's okay. Again, it's not something. I'm looking for something right now because I'm not watching anything that's really, captivating. Now, let me go to the Odyssey real quick because a week ago today, I'm still on the list for the critics screenings because I did so much here in St. Louis with movies over the years, and a lot of media members have an opportunity because they're spoiled to see things before the release. They're not doing as many of these screenings as they used to because the studios have cut back. But I had a choice a week ago to go to the Odyssey, and remember what I told you?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I better do it because I'm worried that I'm not going to go see it, and I want to see it in 70 millimeter. So as it turned out, out last Monday, I was like, I don't want to sit in the theater for 3 hours. And it was the Home Run Derby, right? So I didn't go last Monday. Now, I've heard
good
back and forth.
On that one.
Well, that's right. I did. Yeah. You know, I felt pretty good about that. Yeah. Actually, I do feel real good. So over the weekend, I'm like, man, when? How can I see this movie? Because you need 3.5 hours. Essentially, if you work in the travel,
no,
right?
You really do.
And the only place to see it on the IMAX is Ronnie's. So I start going online and looking for maybe even like a Sunday evening last night after the World Cup screening. Nope, only the first two rows near the screen.
Wow.
Then I start going, well, maybe what if I would sneak in something like a 10:45 in the morning because that's the earliest one that they have. I'm like 11:12, that'll push it a little bit. Fred's doing the math right now.
I know,
I'm like, no, I don't like that at all. So I'm looking, but even on those for this coming week, I'm on, and I got to just say this too, I try to use the Marcus Theaters website. It never works for me. I have no idea why. I can never buy tickets, so I use Fandango. So I go to Fandango. I'm looking around. You can do this on the Marcus site too. So I'm looking at seats because I'm not sitting in the first two rows at the IMAX, right? No. And I mean screening after screening after screening is full. So next week, I'm thinking, all right, Saturday, Sunday next week, what can I do? I'm like, oh, Jennings and Joe are coming in for baseball. So again, that's you got people coming in from out of town, Sunday afternoon baseball game. I got a Saturday night baseball game. I got a friend in town Friday who's in a band called the Young Dubliners. They're going to play the Wildy up in Edwardsville. So I have a pretty loaded weekend. I'm like, I don't think I can do a movie. And I'm talking to Becky about it. So I fast forward and I actually buy tickets for August 1st, which is a Saturday, so it would have been 2 weeks ago this past Saturday, so it's a week from this Saturday, and that's like a 1:15 showing. Now, there must contractually be something in there because it is not leaving the IMAX. It's going to be there. You can go out and buy tickets for like 3 or 4 weeks
it
from now.
It must be selling well.
It is. I mean, I'm just telling you, and people want to see it. If you're educated as a movie fan, you want to see this in 70 millimeter because that's the experience that Christopher Nolan wants you to have. So right now, I have a pair of tickets for Saturday, August 1st, which is kind of weird. And my good friend Rick Niner out in Las Vegas, you know, who I visit all the time, he went last night. And it's funny, Fred, I don't know if you know this because you've gotten to know Rick just a little bit, but the whole origin story, not that really people care too much, of me being a film critic part-time goes back to Rick and I's relationship in high school where we were like Siskel and Ebert. We liked to go to movies and we would argue about the movies and we loved art movies, artsy movies, which a lot of people you know, when they were that age might not have. And then, you know, I was dumb enough one time in Columbia, Missouri, say, hey, can I review movies? And they said yes, right? So we love to have, to this day, conversations about movies. We're both kind of on the same page, and maybe this is a demographic thing, where there's just not a lot of movies that are doing it for me these days. And I kind of got worn out in the days before I kind of called the critic thing off because it's just all this social justice stuff, and just give me a movie that's entertaining. Like Project Hail Mary, I put in that category. So he saw it last night, and I asked him, I'm like, so? He goes, I'm not saying a word until you see it. I'm like, okay,
smart.
Fair enough. So I know he has opinions of it. And, I'm hearing mixed. Here's what I would say. Sasha Stone, who I like quite a bit, Sasha's the one who created Awards Daily. And she was a very big, influential person, and very liberal in Hollywood. And she's done a complete flip on a lot of this stuff. But she wrote a column today that I thought was on target because there were a lot of people, and I was very careful, by the way, there were a lot of people that were going after it because of the wokeness that may or may not have been there. And my position was, wait, hey, you haven't seen the movie, so let's wait and see the movie. I saw a lot, and I mean a lot of conservatives out there over the weekend defending The Odyssey, saying whatever wokeness is a very small part of it, like Ellen Page, who's in it, I'm still going to call her Ellen. It's a very, very small role. You can pick around the edges, I think, at the, you know, adaptation from the book to the screen. But most of the people that I trust, you know, and the people that I know that still see movies on a regular basis, they liked it a lot. Now, I've also seen some people, and I think even Sasha's mom, she said that mom leaned over about halfway in and said, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. So it's never going to be something for everyone. Well, I mean, sometimes I think of my mom because I wouldn't tell my mom to go see The Odyssey, right?
No.
She likes mystery thrillers and crime and stuff like that. So sometimes you have to know what you're interested in. Like, if you're not a comic book you know, movie guy. Well, don't go see Black Panther or the Avengers or some of these other things. But I'm going to see it. It's just going to take a couple of weeks, but I have to see it in the theater. I think I would be robbing myself if I would not do that. Okay, question for you, just while I'm going to toss this out here. So, you know, I have my bunny Oreo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Oreo eats greens. He has pellets, you know, for food as well. He also has pellets that comes out the other end. That's a different kind of pellet. Mm-hmm. But one of the fun things about having the bunny is that we get him, you know, feed him kale, and he loves cilantro, carrots, and broccoli. And he just, he loves sugar. He's a sugar addict like me. He loves bananas and little cranberry things that you get at the bunny store. So one of the things that we get on a regular basis is kale. And I don't know that I've ever really made myself anything with kale at my house before, like a kale salad, stuff like that. I've had kale at restaurants.
Right.
Super opposed to it. But when I buy it, typically I buy it, not the fresh stuff. And I go to Walmart, so this might be part of the issue. But they have a bag of it, and it's like $3. And it's a pretty big bag of kale, right?
Is it attached, or is it like
pieces? All shredded up, right? So if you get the fresh stuff, it's kind of attached to the stalks. This is just all the leafy stuff.
Okay.
All right, and that usually, that bag is usually fine. Oreo eats it. It does not have an odor to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Until it gets a little old. So I accidentally yesterday bought the organic kale at Walmart. Now, one might argue, why are you buying organic stuff at Walmart? That's a very valid criticism and question, but it was an accident because maybe I didn't see the other one. Well, I opened it up, and like it just smells awful. So my question is, is kale supposed to smell bad? Because I've done this before with the organic. And it just seems like it's just, like, it smelled so bad that I threw it out. I, like, got rid of it from my refrigerator.
No, if it smells bad, you should ditch it.
So then why are they selling? Because I'm telling you, this is not the first time. Wouldn't the organic seem to be a little bit better quality than the non-organic?
All that really means is they don't use pesticides, and it's more expensive. So I'm guessing people at Walmart aren't buying it, and it sat there longer.
Well, you know what, Sue? There might be something to that.
You know, there really
might be. It was funny because I don't even think I told my family this because I knew that they'd kind of freak out. We get these Dogtown pizzas from Walmart, like pepperoni. They're $6, right? Mm. And Alexa likes to have them. And every once in a while, if it's just one of those things you need to kind of, you know, do quickly, okay, let's have pizza and a salad or something like that. So there was a point where I was looking, and I usually buy like 3 or 4 of them at a time because, you know, they're $6. So there was a time, and I don't even know what inspired me to do this, that I looked at the Dogtown pizza expiration date. And I mean, it was well before the time that we were making the pizza and that we were getting the pizza from the Walmart. And this happened like a couple of different times. I'm like, man, this is like, I didn't care. I just made the damn pizza. It's frozen. I never told Becky or Alexa. Now, lately, I've seen more recent dates on it. But maybe there's something to that with the kale. I have no idea.
That's just a guess. When you say it smells bad, you mean like kind of rotty?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that it's going bad.
Okay. So because here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invest $3 more for this radio show. Because I care about you and Fred and Ethan and the audience so much. I'm going to buy a damn organic bag of kale.
Look at the date.
Even bring the other one in. And I'm going to have you guys experience this because that can't be something that someone wants to eat.
Well, there should
not even my bunny. By the way, he knows.
Yeah.
He's not stupid. He's like, no, I'm not eating that.
It's rotten.
Right.
So look at the date. And if it's like, was it moist in there?
Yeah.
No. That's bad.
Now, what do I do, though?
Throw it out?
But I can't take it back.
No?
Scott's my guy at that Walmart. He's the manager. He knows me now. So maybe I take it up with Scott.
How much was it?
It's $3-something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Suck it up.
Yeah, all right.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day in history, we got a little music, Mark. 61 years ago, it was 1965, and this song came out, Love and Spoonful.
The year of my birth, Sue.
Oh. You believe in
magic. That's my mom said, probably. You believe in magic.
Yeah.
Great song, though.
Now, I know this song as a kid only because Sean Cassidy, who I loved, recorded it later. Now, this version went to number 9. I'm not sure why it was in the thing today because it only went to 9, but Sean's version in 1978 only made it to 31. That's okay.
That's all right.
So
he was still a heartthrob,
like
right?
Yes, he had that beautiful feathered hair.
I forgot all about him.
Oh,
I know, you only
gosh.
Think about David, right, Fred?
Yeah, right.
And I'm telling you, those are my, you know, if you really go to my first records that I ever had, there were two that come to mind. The Partridge Family and
that's
then
right.
Barry Manilow Live. I swear to God, I had Barry Manilow Live.
The blue double album.
Yes,
set.
Yes, yes.
You guys, in my phone, I have a photo of my sixth grade birthday party, and somebody gave me the Sean Cassidy album. Oh, yes. And Cheryl Coward's mother took us to the show at the arena.
Look at that.
Huh? Yeah, we sat there with
wait
her
a
mom.
Did he didn't headline the arena, did he?
Yes! Well, wait, the old barn, he was there.
Okay. Maybe it was like one of those half shows, you know what I mean?
Well, it could have been, but, you know, he was such a big deal then. It was just all a bunch of screaming teens and preteens. But
shocked that we missed that, Fred.
I know.
And then 57 years ago, it was 1969, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon. It was 10:56 p.m. Eastern. Now, when Armstrong walked down the ladder, his pulse registered at 160 beats per minute. Can you imagine? I mean, you're in space. You're the first person to walk. The stress, the excitement, holy Toledo.
Well, it didn't happen, Sue. So there's less stress in a Hollywood movie studio.
Remember, I've told this story how I saw it. I was on our back porch, and we turned the kitchen portable TV around onto the porch. So we could sit on the porch and watch it while looking up at the moon.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Really that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it was a 3-man mission, but the other guy is forgotten astronaut Michael Collins. So he had to stay in orbit on the Apollo 11. So NASA stopped their lunar missions after Apollo 17, which, of course, Collins probably would have commanded, but he had retired by then.
He was sort of like the sober driver.
Yes!
He just had to stay behind while everybody
yes!
else had all the fun.
He's the getaway guy. All right, so it's not a surprise that it's National Moon Day. Yes. It's also National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. I would assume, Mark Reardon, is that you?
Do you have the bell?
I do.
Yeah, I would hit the bell.
Okay. Fred, you in the doghouse?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Really? Fred,
what?
You get in the doghouse? I don't think that's true.
It can't be. The man cleans the baseboards.
That's right.
It's National Pennsylvania Day. Do we have a day? I don't know.
We gotta
should
have a
day
we? From Missouri.
And National Lollipop Day. And National Fortune Cookie Day. Now, I, one time in San Francisco, took a tour of Chinatown, and they take you to the back, and you watch the people making the fortune cookies. It was really cool. You got to eat samples.
Have you ever had a good one, though? I mean,
yeah,
are they
I've had good fortune
yeah,
cookies. Yeah,
I think they're good. Mike says no, so I get to
I'm
eat
no.
two.
There's
so.
Difference in quality. I mean, look, it's kind of a little tradition after
right.
you eat. You
just
know,
a little something.
Food.
It's
right.
not too. I'm sorry, I keep hitting this mic. It's not too sugary, but a little something, you
yeah.
know? All right, Spain, of course, won the World Cup yesterday, and thanks to that one goal. Me.
See, now you sound like me. Like, I'm the biggest anti-soccer guy because of that, because of all the... And
yes.
then I love the whole thing, except for, yeah, the game was boring.
Yeah,
know
it
that.
Was.
And I thought it was the most exciting 1-0 game I had
oh,
seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
all right.
The anticipation through the whole game on who was going to score.
Fred, I assume you watched Saturday with the third place game that actually
that
had more action.
That was the best game of all the games I watched over the whole
wow.
time.
See, I was at the pool when that happened. Then we get back and it had just wrapped up and I hit the, they were doing the highlights and I'm like, oh my gosh, was there a lot of action.
6-4.
Right.
England beat France. Okay, for winning the World Cup, Spain gets $50 million. Argentina gets $33 million for second place. England gets $29 million for coming in third, and fourth place finisher France gets $27 million. That's
Wait,
a lot of money.
I'd say second, third, and fourth get a fair payout,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do. 50 versus 33, that's,
well, what did the US,
know,
USA got? 16
16,
million.
Right, but they
yeah.
had to split it with the ladies.
Because that's
ridiculous.
Sensible.
Do you think that, I mean, these guys are splitting that with the ladies' team?
No.
No, they're not.
Let's see. Celebrities all over the place for the final at MetLife Stadium or New York, New Jersey Stadium, as they weirdly renamed
yeah, right.
it for the tournament.
I
what
know.
Was that?
I don't know. There probably was some FIFA rule with sponsorships.
We can't advertise.
Or
yeah.
Right.
Well, welcome to America.
Yeah.
They included Matt Damon, Jay-Z was there, Beyonce, Kylie Jenner, Will Ferrell, David and Victoria Beckham. Now, those two were kind of fun to watch. Kevin Hart, Serena Williams, Javier Bardem was there. John Hamm. I don't know. It was kind of fun. And
Spanish,
Rob Gronkowski.
Spanish tennis player, what's his name? He was there.
Which one?
Who's the Spanish tennis player?
Oh,
I'm drawing a blank.
I don't
on his
think
name
I
now.
Have him in here.
He was there.
At one point, and I did not hear this, but at one point, the Fox Sports announcer John Strong misidentified Matt Damon as
yes.
Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Did
yes.
that happen?
It was a very quick correction. You know, and by the way, you can't really criticize him for that, because at first it did look like Brad Pitt. And he made an instant correction. By the way, Carlos Alcaraz.
Carlos
that's who it was.
Alcaraz.
Yeah, he was there.
That's cool. Post Malone, did you see Posty?
Yep.
How did he do?
He was good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like the pre-game stuff.
And I did see the Tom Cruise thing. I happened to tune in time to hear him tell me.
He just showed up. He just walked out there.
Yeah, well,
he gave kind of a speech.
He gave a little speech.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool.
It was well done.
Fun.
But I was expecting him to, like, dangle from the stadium.
I was too, yeah. But, you know, when I thought about that, Fred,
played
that
out.
Takes the attention, that puts all the attention on Tom
true.
Cruise and not
yes.
the game itself. So I thought it was more appropriate what he did. I don't know. I liked the intro. I did.
I want him to stop dyeing his hair. Is that
That's probably
happen?
Not going
to
happen, no.
It doesn't... he will look good. You look good with the natural hair, man. I'm just telling you.
I'm with you. I've been accused of dyeing
See?
My hair. I've never
no,
dyed
no.
my hair.
Your hair looks good. Yeah. Fred hairs look,
got a little
hairs
salt and pepper.
Look good.
At Clooney. Clooney's still hot, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. See,
oh, my
he's
gosh.
Got the salt and pepper. It looks awkward, especially with the all black, right?
It does, and it just looks so fake. All right. By the way, I thought of Tim Sommer when I heard this today. Darius Rucker is considering retiring in 2 years. His quote was, "I've been really looking at it, and I've played 110 shows last year. I mean, what am I doing?" He says he still likes making music, but he enjoys being home. He's looking, he said, at maybe doing a tour, one more big Hootie thing.
That would be huge. Look, Tim is the guy, and he's become a good friend. Tim is the guy that discovered Hootie and the Blowfish. He signed them to their record label, wrote a book about him. He's very close with Darius. But I can see them.
Yes.
By the way, I think that would be a very successful like final tour. And the other reason to do that for Darius is gives the other guys a little payday. Right?
Well, you know what?
They can retire.
He brought that up.
Right.
This was kind of in a podcast, and that's how he was talking about it. But he said that they would do it at a specific South Carolina stadium.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure it's like whatever big college one.
So that, not a tour.
No, it sounded like one big old blowout night.
Wait till they test the waters on that and there's interest, because then that thing widens. Look, they'll know the research on it. If the research is indicating, that's why Triumph went out on the road. Anyway, you got to do a random fact.
That's true. Finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact, flight attendants in Brazil have required training in rainforest survival techniques just in case they're on a flight that crashes in the Amazon.
Makes sense. No anacondas on that flight, right?
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Oh, we've been talking about the World Cup, but Sue, did you know what happened with the Cardinals yesterday? Did you pay attention to that?
Oh, hideous.
Complete
just hideous.
Collapse. Yeah, so I'm watching the World Cup and I see the score. I'm like, I don't even need to check in on the Cardinals game. And then the World Cup game ends and the Cardinals score is a lot closer than 7-0. And did you know it was Arenado who tied the game with a home run?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He got us, and then we lost an extra inning. So that was a bad loss because you had the opportunity to take that first, you know, series after the All-Star break and do it in pretty, you know, dramatic fashion, and then you just completely blow the game yesterday. Now you got Dustin May, who can't pitch all of a sudden. A month ago, he was probably one of the more interesting players that could be traded from the Cardinals, and now they may have waited too long. I don't know. We'll find out from Frank Cusumano. He's going to join us here in just a little bit on this Monday afternoon. You know, you can start voting. Like, I think today or tomorrow. We're going to find out here. Kurt Barr, who is the Republican election official in St. Charles County. We have different, you know, counties and different places you may vote. They had a joint news conference today between St. Louis County and St. Charles County and the city as well. Kurt Barr is the Republican election director. Hey, Kurt, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm well. Thanks for having me back.
So now your job gets a little bit more intense. Tell us what the announcement was today, because even though Election Day is 2 weeks from tomorrow, we can start voting now, right? Or is it already underway or tomorrow?
So tomorrow is when the no-excuse in-person absentee voting begins. This is the two-week span of time before an election when voters can show up at the Election Authority office or one of our satellite vote centers and present their photo ID just like they do on Election Day, you know, choose the party ballot that they want to vote on, and put that paper ballot through the scanner, get their I voted sticker, and it's just like Election Day operation, but it's during those 2 weeks before the election. And so the St. Charles County Election Authority, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, all of us have satellite vote centers in our various jurisdictions. And, you know, St. Charles County residents can only vote in St. Charles County and vice versa for St. Louis County residents. So the conference was about the fact that the 2 weeks begins tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We all have vote centers and go to the appropriate website of the Election Authority to see when and where those vote centers are so that you can know where to go to go ahead and vote your ballot.
Sometimes I know the early voting, you know, the narrative from a national perspective, some people get concerned about that. But when it comes to voters themselves, they seemed rather, you know, and I'd like to vote ahead of time. I know that sometimes the criticism is, you know, if you wait until Election Day, you're going to know more about the candidates and the issues. But this is a convenience issue, Kurt, for a lot of these voters. So we've seen some indication that people really like this, right?
We've seen a lot of indication. St. Louis County, in November of 2024, they actually had more voters vote before Election Day than they did on Election Day. Here in St. Charles County, majority of our voters still vote on Election Day, but we want to make sure that as many of our St. Charles County voters have that opportunity to vote. And if they're busy working or busy with life, if they want to come in early and vote at the Election Authority office or one of the two satellite vote centers that we have, that they have that opportunity so they can get their voice heard this August 4th.
I think sometimes, you know, even people that are very well educated and they voted for a long time, sometimes they get a little intimidated and confused by the process. But this is one of those with the primary where you have to pick a ballot, right? A Democrat or Republican. We're not a state where we register as Democrats or Republicans, but we do have different ballots. So there's different choices on those ballots in the city and in St. Louis County and St. Charles County, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the Missouri has the two major parties, Republican, Democratic. A Libertarian Party is recognized. And we also have what's called nonpartisan. No candidates are on a nonpartisan ballot. It's those four statewide ballot measures and then maybe any other local ballot measures that may be in your jurisdiction. And so some people, if they really don't want to vote for candidates, but they want to vote for those ballot measures, they can choose that nonpartisan ballot and vote just the ballot measures.
Yeah, I guess I forgot that that was available as well. So that's interesting. Look, you know, the story when it comes to elections really, I guess, took place a couple of months ago during the California primary, where it all became very stunning to, I think, a large portion of the country, including me, and maybe they haven't voted all the or counted all the votes yet, that it was taking forever and ever to count votes. We don't really have, I know we've had some snafus, Kurt, we've had some things that have come up, but what would the expectations rather be when it comes to counting the votes? Are these votes, by the way, that are either cast starting tomorrow or absentee, those will be counted before the election closes or when things close on election night?
So when you vote your paper ballot at the satellite vote center or the election authority office, you're putting your paper ballot in that scanner. And so it's being recorded at that time. Then on election day, we will shut down those machines and aggregate those vote totals after 7 o'clock when the polls close with the rest of the with the vote totals from all the precinct voting. Where we saw a lot of issue in California, which we don't see here in Missouri, is that vote by mail issue. Whereas here in Missouri, we can start on election day, first thing in the morning, counting the absentee ballots by mail, so that by the time the polls close, we have already counted those ballots and we can add those to the total because they have to be in our possession by the time the polls close. We don't have that extended time to receive ballots by mail like California did, which caused a delay for their reporting.
Yeah, mainly because that's ridiculous that they have that option out in California, I would say. So these votes will be counted. I mean, we'll have results because it's a primary election relatively early in the evening, between 9 or 10, would you anticipate, or does it just depend?
It always depends, but generally, most of the time, by 9, 10 o'clock at the latest, we have either everything reported or we're at 90% plus reported by the 10 o'clock news hour.
Awesome. Well, look, we're featuring some of the St. Charles County executive candidates. I had Bill on the other day. Steve Ellman's coming in tomorrow. We had Jason Law on. So we're focusing on a lot of stuff that's happening out there in St. Charles. If anyone has confusion questions, anything like that, Kurt, where do they go?
The Election Authority Office is sccmo.org/election authority. We have all the information, times and places of our absentee voting polling locations, as well as information about the website, the sample ballot lookup, how to find your polling place. All that information is on our website.
Hey, are you still, Rick Stream comes on from St. Louis County every once in a while. I know him pretty well, and they're looking for, you know, poll workers. Are you still in a situation where you need volunteers or not?
We have the August election fully staffed. We're always looking for more because we need more judges in November. So if there's anybody, Republican or Democratic, who wants to be a poll worker, again, they can go to our same website, and there's a sign-in sheet on our website for becoming a poll worker. We're always looking to recruit more. We just had a training session this morning, and we had about a quarter of the class was brand new people. This is their first election, so they were in training today to learn the process. It'll be paired up with a more experienced election judge to be able to pass out those ballots and check photo IDs on election day.
Awesome. Kurt, thanks for the information. Good luck with everything in the next couple of weeks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for what you do.
Take care. Frank Cusimano is coming up here in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about the World Cup, the Cardinals blowing that lead, and some of the other things related to sports. But this is new. Fred gave me this. He knows that I'm a big football fan of Mizzou and college football in general. The SEC kicked off. This is such a great feeling after the World Cup and after the All-Star game. Football is just weeks away, Sue.
Yeah, that's
true.
For
those of us who love that game, that is my beautiful game. It really is. But the SEC, they do this in all the conferences. They have the media day. So it's kind of the big rollout, and all the coaches get up there and they talk about things. And one of the big topics of conversation, it will continue to be a topic, is the college football playoff format, because, you know, some coaches like it, some coaches don't like it. Here's Coach Drink talking about that at SEC Media Days a short while ago.
Well, the problem is we have a human committee that has no standard set of structure of how they're going to select. They're all human beings. They all have implicit bias. So now we're going to go from 7 to 11, and we think that's going to solve the problem. Until we figure out what exactly the standards are, I don't think that's good.
He's not been one to be shy about his opinions of the state of the game. There's no doubt about that.
I think we should go back and try to find more ways to include teams. How do we get more people involved? Because that's better for the players. That's better for the player experience to have more people involved in the potential to play for a championship. And it's better for the fan bases. I think we all would agree that the four college football playoff games at home campuses was a huge win for college football. We need to expand that opportunity, that energy and excitement.
Obviously, they are expanding it, but I think that he wants to expand it even more. Huh. Then the question becomes, does it get watered down? Look, they're doing this in the NCAA basketball tournament, and I understand that it's exciting for the fans and everything, but at a certain point, you do kind of have to have, you know,
right.
Some even in the World Cup, they're doing this now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what does the regular season do for you? And the SEC has, you know, opened up its schedule now where we're playing more opponents, and it is going to be tough even for some of the top tier teams in the league, which is probably why he's talking about this, because you
I
could
have to think that's
well, because
why.
You can have a really, you know, maybe even an average record compared to other teams out there that might have a better record, but you're talking about some of the toughest competition out there in all of sports. Anyway, something to consider, and I'm sure Frank is paying attention to the SEC media days. The other big story of the weekend was Bryson DeChambeau and his effort to, was it cheat or do something else on Friday? That kind of rolled into the weekend.
Oh, it did.
Well, here's what the big question is, and I don't think this happened. I'll ask Frank. There is reporting out there, and I'm always suspicious about reporting, that he wanted to call President Trump over this controversy with the penalty. Now, okay, that's what I say. I have a very difficult time believing that that's true. And by the way, if it is true, I can see it being a joke.
Yes.
Where Bryson says something like, look, maybe I'll call the president, you know, like the red card.
So right, exactly.
But there's like Golf Week and some of the, you know, publications that should have these stories buttoned up are reporting that today. We'll talk to Frank. Andrew Bailey, the assistant director of the FBI, deputy director, got to get that title right, is going to join us. Former Missouri AG after the top of the hour. Right to Frank Cusimano, KSDK sports director. A lot to talk about, including I just played a little audio from Coach Drink at SEC Media Days. But as a Mizzou football fan, we got some pretty big news today, didn't we?
Well, we really did, because it's the first time it's been announced that Ahmad Hardy is resuming, you know, football activities, and they think he's going to play football this year. Now, they don't know exactly when. You know, it's like a 5 to 8 week thing, but I'd be shocked after what Drink said today if he's not ready at least by the SEC season, and I think, you know, probably a little bit sooner. I'm pretty close to some people in Columbia that are very close to Ahmad Hardy, and they say he's just moving really well. The problem is there's no, like, you know, history of guys coming back from getting shot in their leg. So they don't know exactly, but he's moving great and things are all positive.
Yeah, for people who might not remember this, he was shot in a bit of a scuffle that happened in Mississippi on May 10th. So this goes back a few months, and he was finally medically cleared, which is big because we just didn't know. I mean, it's been a little mystery as far as how much this would, you know, hurt him. He's a running back, and it was a bone in his leg that was hit.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he was back at the Mizzou hospital like 2 days later, and he was walking pretty well like in that first week. And he's been a workout warrior, and we know he's a monster in the weight room. So I think all signs are really positive.
Frank, I'm curious. You know, obviously there's still a little bit of time here before things really get rolling with Mizzou football, but, you know, there's the question marks regarding Hardy, new quarterback coming in this year, the transfer from Ole Miss. What is a realistic expectation for Mizzou as they try to take that next step regarding, I guess, quality of team within the SEC?
Well, I saw one that had him at like 6.5 is the over-under. I mean, I would like jump on that like in a heartbeat. I mean, all the reports, and granted, they're just reports, but I know a coach down there that works with Austin Simmons, and they all just gush about him. And it took Drink about like 72 hours after he saw him in these spring drills to say, okay, he's my starter. I mean, last year took a long time. So, look, if if you were recruited by Lane Kiffin and developed by Lane Kiffin and started by Lane Kiffin, I think you're pretty good. And Coach Drink has a pretty good track record with quarterbacks, too. So they have a chance to have a really dynamic quarterback also.
I think so, too. It's a tough schedule. That's really, you know, where a lot of the questions would be around just the quality of opponents because we have more SEC opponents. All right, what the hell happened yesterday? Ooh. The Cardinals are off to this seemingly good start. They're blown. We're all watching the World Cup. They're blowing away the Diamondbacks, and then inning upon inning, they lose the lead. Arenado gets a home run to tie the game. We lose in extra innings. That was just a tough one yesterday, Frank. Really, really tough.
Yeah, and when you consider Arizona is going to be one of those three or four teams, along with the Pirates and the Marlins and maybe the Padres and the Cardinals, involved for that final wild card playoff spot, you don't want to think that blowing a seven-run lead, the largest lead you've blown since 2010, is the reason you're not in the postseason. But who knows? It could be. And it was a combination of things. Jose Fermin, who's a career infielder, just botched a play in left field. Should have been a single. Instead, it turned into a two-run little league homer. And then, you know, the bullpen had issues. And, Mark, when you're playing all these games in a row, and Thursday's not an off day, they're going to be playing a makeup game, you have got to have a lot of quality arms in that bullpen, and I'm not sure they do.
Yeah, and that's what my question was regarding, is the bullpen and what you've seen from them lately. You know, it's interesting, when you look at the individual numbers for most of the guys in there, they don't look terrible, but it just seems like on a pretty consistent basis, they're not able to have a complete night from them, and as a result, feels like someone gives something up that hurts the team pretty consistently, Frank.
Yeah, it's a great point. And the fact that they're overworked because you have a starting staff, you know, that rarely gives you a six or seven inning performance. So, and you're playing every day and you're throwing these guys out there every day. And they're not unbelievable to begin with. You're missing Jojo Romero. So now they're playing the worst team in baseball, the Angels. They're 22 games under 500. This is a series. You just have to win at least two out of three.
Yeah. All right, what did you think? First of all, let me take your temperature on this. Did you watch the halftime show for the World Cup?
Oh, I saw your tweet, too, and I couldn't agree more. So much better than the Super Bowl. I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Good, I'm glad. We'll just stop there on that because Ethan disagrees. But on the game itself, look, I thought it was a great World Cup. And I'm not even a big football guy, but I got into it as a sports fan. It was, sure, it was a little boring yesterday, but there was a lot on the line. So I watched the whole game. I think the country did us all proud here in all these cities just to execute this. I'm going to talk with Andrew Bailey here in a few minutes with the FBI. They had a lot of work to do, you know, in keeping these fans and these teams safe. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, the line of police officers that were on that field yesterday, I mean, they were everywhere on the field, making sure that people wouldn't get on that field. But overall, what a great experience we've had for the last month, Frank.
Oh, we have. I had two takeaways from the game. One thing is it was one of the most exciting 1-0 games I've ever seen in my life, because normally 1-0, it seems kind of dull. Of course, the Cardinals had that great game five against in Philadelphia to win an NLCS, NLDS. And then the other takeaway from that game is, Mark, this is what makes soccer different and maybe not great, is that the best player in the world in basketball could never be taken out of a game, Michael Jordan. The best player in the history of football, Tom Brady, could never be taken out of a game. Best player in hockey, Wayne Gretzky, never be taken out of a game. Yet in soccer, you can take out the GOAT and have him not be a factor at all. That's what I found was really kind of intriguing about the game.
Frank, have a great week. We'll talk on Friday. The Cardinals have a busy week. I think the Reds are here next weekend. We'll get a preview of that, and we'll talk maybe a little bit more football since that's getting closer. Have a great week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com. Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop.
Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.